Nistechtus ba Metzia, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel, 11 lines to the top of Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph at the new Mishnah. And we just completed this sugya that discusses the five Yisurim and one Asay regarding delaying or refraining to pay a worker their wages. And the next sugya will discuss the dinim of collateral and of security. And there are two different types of mashkinas. There's a mashkin b'shas halva, which is taken at the time that the loan is given, which is generally what we think about when discussing a mashkin. However, when our Mishnah, as well as our Gemaras, discuss the dinim of mashkin, we're talking about a mashkin shiloi b'shas halva, and as Rashi states in the first Rashi of the Mishnah, hamavas chaveri v'giyaz man b'lei parloi, and the term of the loan already expired, and the borrower did not pay back the lender, and at that point, the lender wants to take collateral or security, and the Torah discusses the dinim of a mashkin in two separate places, number one in Pash Mishpatim in Perakov Beis, as the Pasuk states, b'negei a lending, in kesef talvis ami esha'ani imach, loisiyah loi kinoi, and you shouldn't charge interest. If you take a mashkin from your friend and you take his clothing, then you should return his clothing to him the entire day until sunset, and then at sunset you could once again take the mashkin. And Pasuk Chavav continues that this is his only clothing, and this is only talis, and with what will he be able to sleep? And Rashi says that comes to be Marbo, that at nightfall you have to return his pillows and his blankets in order for him to have what to sleep on. Rashi specifically states in Pasuk Chafei, any time the Torah speaks of a chavala, we're not talking about a mashkin at the time of alva, as we explained. And then in Pashki Seitze, after the Torah speaks about a person getting married, the Torah states in Perakov Dalit, Pasuk Vav, Yachbol Rechayim V'Rachav, Ki Nefesh U'Chayvel, that a lender should not take a mill or a grindstone as a mashkin, because that is what a person uses in order to create his livelihood, and you're going to be taking away his life. And as Rashi states, Lo Yimashkenu B'Dvarim She'Oisim Ben Oichel Nefesh, that anything which is used for Oichel Nefesh, you can't take as a mashkin, and you can't take as collateral. And the Rechayim and Rachav were two parts of a millstone. The Rechayim is the upper stone, and the Rachav is the bottom stone. The wheat is placed in between both stones, and the friction that's created from the top and the bottom stone crush up the kernels of wheat and create flour. Then a few psukim later in Pasuk Yud, the Pasuk continues, when your friend owes you any money, you're not allowed to go into his house to take a mashkin. You have to stand outside, and the Gemara will discuss exactly what this pasuk means. Pasuk Yud Beis continues, Vim ish anihu le sishka ba vaitai, and the pasuk states, Hashiv tashiv le yisa avoy kivoy ha-shemesh vishacha bisal masoy uvere ha-checha ulucha tiyetz daka lefnei ha-shem lekecha. And then finally, after discussing delaying or refraining to pay a worker their wages, the Torah states in Pasuk Yud Zayin, le sata mishpat ger yasayim v'loy sachbol beged almana, and this creates a separate issa to take any type of mashkin from an almana. Our Mishnah begins, Hamal v'schaveri, that if someone lends his friend money and then he doesn't pay him back, and now he goes to take a mashkin, so you're not allowed to force him to give you a mashkin, and the only way that you could get a mashkin is only through Bezdin. And as Rashi says, even if you're in the marketplace, and the Mishnah continues, and you're not allowed to go into his home in order to take his mashkin, as the Pasuk states in Pasuk Yisei, the Gemara will discuss exactly who the Mishnah is referring to when it says that you're not allowed to go into his home to take his mashkin, as the Mishnah already stated, and therefore the second din of the Mishnah seems to just be repeating the first din that we mentioned already in the Mishnah. And the Mishnah continues, if Reuven gave a loan to Shimon of $1,000, and then Reuven comes to take a mashkin from Shimon, and Shimon has two kalim, and each one is worth $500, one is a keli that he uses during the day, and one is a keli that Shimon would use during the night. So the Mishnah tells us, Noitel Echad u'miniach Echad, and Rashi seems to be gurus, Noitel Echad u'machzir Echad, that at one time Reuven should not have both of these kelim as a mashkin, as he has to return the keli that he needs during the day, during the daytime, and the keli that Shimon needs during the nighttime, he has to return to Shimon during the nighttime, so Shimon should be able to have his bed in order to sleep. And Rashi explains that the next part of the Mishnah is a continuation and explanation of this his din, and he returns to Shimon his pillow at the nighttime, because that is a kli laila, and he has to return machresha during the day. And we will define exactly what a machresha is, but of course the pashup shot in the word machresha is generally a plow, and that is something that Shimon needs during the daytime, and therefore you have to return it to Shimon during the daytime. And the Mishnah continues, v'mes ena machzel yarshav, that even though there's a din to make sure to give the mashkin back to a borrower during the period that he needs that keli, however this din does not apply to his yarshim, and therefore if the borrower dies, the lender doesn't have to return the mashkin to the yarshim at all, and he could keep it and then eventually sell it and be able to use the proceeds in order to pay off his loan. And the Mishnah continues, Rav Shimon Gamliel like that, Rav Shimon Gamliel states, afla atzma ena machzel elad shloshim yoyim, that the din that a lender has to return a mashkin to a borrower is only limited to a 30-day period in order to give time to the borrower to pay off the chayiv. However, if the borrower doesn't pay off the chayiv for 30 days, then the lender no longer has a responsibility to give the item back to the borrower, even at the time that the borrower needs this item. Then, once 30 days passes, then Bezdin will actually go and evaluate this item, and they'll put up the item for sale, and this way we know that the borrower is getting the proper price for this item, and this way the lender will be able to be paid off. And Rashi explains, Mes haloiva in meshiv ha'ovid liyarshim, she'en kan mitzvah sa'ovid, eli mikurenu, but you'll sell it, v'yigbach ha'ivai, the hasha teshivim leiksev, v'loi liyarshim, that even though the pasuk says that you should return the actual item to the borrower, however, that's only loy, that's only to the borrower, and not to the yarshim. And Rashi explains that the reason why Rav Shimon Gamliel states that there's a shir of shloshim yoyim, because that's the zman of Bezin, and that's the time frame that Bezin will go and sell the mashkin in order to pay off the lender. And before we begin the Gemara, let's see Taisa's Divim Laskel Vesach Machresha B'yayim, and we explain that the standard explanation of the word Machresha is a plow. In four lines from the bottom of Taisa's Divim Laskel Vesach Machresha B'yayim, Taisa's is bothered, V'oin Nil Rabbein Atam, the Machresha D'Hacha Lav Haina Machresha Shecharshim Bor Sakaka, that we're not talking about a plow that you plow the ground with, Der Nir D'Loi Mechaya B'Shav Sa'ovit El B'Kliya Asa L'Gufa Adam V'Lanasai, as he holds that the only time that a lender will be responsible to return a kli that is used during the daytime to a borrower is only b'kli also l'gufa adam l'anasai. It's only regarding a kli that is used for the body of the person and for his hana, and certainly a plow is not used for the person's direct hana. And as we will see, the Gemara will state that we're talking about a machresha of silver, and it's not normal that someone should be using a plow that's made out of silver. And therefore Taz says, El Nir Rabbein Tam, the Hanim Megridosa Shemigadu B'nei Adam in Beis HaMechatz, that we're talking about some sort of a brush that was used in the Beis HaMechatz in order to brush a person and to wash a person, and of course that is also L'gufa Adam or HaNasai. In the Masechtas Ksubis, the Gemara brings down Machresha de Kaspar, and Rabbeinu Chananel also explains the Hanim Megridosa. However, Ayin Da Goyi Sagra in Ois Aleph, that he brings down the other Rishonim, actually learn that the word Machresha is referred to a plow, and the Gemara also mentions the question of the Rishonim, that L'chir, how can you say that the Mishnah is referring to a regular plow if L'chir, Machresha is used for Eichel Nefesh, and as Taisa states in Cain, Heich Notlus Machresha, the Tani Machzer, then how would the borrower L'chatchila take the plow if L'maisa it's considered Eichel Nefesh, and the Torah tells us, Ki Nefesh U'chayvel, and you'll be over on the Issa of Ki Nefesh U'chayvel, and you're not going to take the plow L'chatchila. And the Gemara explains that according to other Rishonim, our Mishnah is talking about a case that he was over Mashkinai, that he was over on that Issa, and he actually took a plow as a mashkin, and even so, the Mishnah tells us that you should still return the plow every single day. And the Gemara also brings down a teretz from the Ramban and Rashba, the af lechatchila mutl mashkin shloi b'shas meleches kli, and even though the Torah tells us ki nefesh u'chayvel, and you're not allowed to take a kli of eichel nefesh for a mashkin, but that issa only applies at the time that you would use this kli for eichel nefesh, but a plow is only used during the daytime, and therefore you're allowed to take the plow at night. And finally, the Gemara brings down that we're talking about a case where the borrower gave the plow to the lender as a mashkin, and he did so midaitai, and therefore, of course, there was no issa, and even so, the Torah tells us that you have to give it back to the borrower during the daytime. And this is actually stated by the Meiri, as the Meiri states, Machresha zut, tzorach ser tefarash ba, shemasu halayvi mirtzaynai, ach halva, shem loy king loy halu rishus lenotlai, sharei midvarim, shoysim behem oichol nefesh hi. Finally, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel mentioned, afla atzmai eina machse alad shloshim yoyim, and the Ramban states, shloy amritur lahachse alad shloshim yoyim, Shehu Beteris Mashkin, as up until 30 days, this item is categorized as a Mashkin, and therefore you have to return it to the borrower. But after 30 days, Ina Beteris Mashkin, it's not considered a Mashkin anymore. And therefore the lender could go and sell it and keep the funds, and therefore there's no longer any din to return that item to the borrower. And keep in mind that the Meiri points out that we do not pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and we actually pass like the Tanna Kamma, and the Tanna Kamma hold that if this item is something that this borrower does need, then the lender will never be able to sell the item, and he'll always have to keep the Mashkin only during that time frame that the borrower doesn't need it. And the only time that we say that a person is allowed to sell a Mashkin is only on those items that are not needed by the borrower, and then of course after 30 days you could sell that item and you could use the proceeds in order to pay off the loan. And the Gemara begins that our Mishnah discussed a person that is taking a Mashkin from his friend and states that a person that takes a Mashkin from his friend and cannot force the borrower to give him a Mashkin, and the only way that he could get a Mashkin is only through Bezin. And the Gemara begins that Shmuel states Vishlich Bezin in al Mashkun Eloi, that even a Shlich Bezin can only force a borrower to give him a Mashkin if he meets him in the street. However, even a Shlich Bezin cannot go into the borrower's home in order to grab a Mashkin. And as Rashi states, Afhu ein Rishoyli Konis Lebesil Mashkinoi El Reo Bishok Uminatik Dovish Eichel Biodimimenu, and he could grab something that the borrower is holding in his hand and he could take it as a Mashkin. And the Meiri brings down that the Lashon of the Gemara of Shlich Bezin Minatik Natuche is Yesh Mefarshim Shlich Bezin Minatik Reitz Lema Shemesh Bechazaka, that he could grab the borrower and he could force him to go to his house V'yimsele Mashkin, and to give him a Mashkin, and not like Rashi states that he's forcing him to give him something that he's actually holding in his hand in the marketplace. And the Meiri states V'sparahu Shem Loikein Afhu Nishba Mimenu V'lo Yimotzi Mashkin B'yad as if the Shliach Bezdin cannot force the borrower to go to his home and bring a Mashkin out to him, then a borrower will always avoid a Shliach Bezdin and will avoid the lender, and the lender will never be able to get a Mashkin and will never be able to get security or collateral. Keep in mind that although this is the opinion of Shmuel, however, as we will see at the top of Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara will state that the opinion of Shmuel is based on the Machlokes Tanaim, and there will be a Tana that holds that a Shliach Bezdin can even go into the home of the borrower and take a Mashkin of the borrower. And before we continue with the Gemara, let us point out that Rashi explains that where the Mashkin is Mashma Batecha Bayis is Mashma when someone goes into someone's home in order to take collateral. And Rashi also explains that similarly when the Torah states Le'yachpul Rechayim V'Rechav Mitecha Bayis Mashma, it's Mashma that it's in the person's home as the Rechayim V'Rechav Begab Beis Shechichi, as a standard millstone was in someone's home. The Gemara now continues and asks a question on Shmuel, V'atnan that we learned in the Mishnah, Hamalvas Chavei that if Reuven lends money to Shimon and Shimon doesn't pay him back, then when Reuven is taking Mashkin, he can't go into the home of the borrower in order to take that Mashkin. And since we explained that the word Mashkin is referring to going into someone's home to take collateral, and therefore it's Mashma that a Shlich Bezin can go into the borrower's home in order to take a Mashkin, and really that actually would be the exact Pshat of the Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated, Hamavas Chaveri Lei Mashkin. And the Gemara's Mitaritz, Amal Chashmuel, that Shmuel will respond to you, Eimah, that let us explain the Mishnah, that even though the Mishnah used the term of Mashkin, but the Mishnah is really teaching us that a lender cannot grab away a Mashkin from a borrower, even in the marketplace. The only way that anyone can collect a Mashkin is only through a Shlich Bezin, and even the Shlich Bezin can only take a Mashkin while he's in the marketplace, and he can't go into the borrower's home, Bal Kochoy. And the Gemara continues and states that instead of bringing a raya against Shmuel from a Mishnah, let us bring a raya to Shmuel from a Mishnah, as Hachi Nami Mistavra, as it's Mistavra that Shmuel is correct, the Tani Sefer, because on a Mishnah, the Sefer states, that you're not allowed to go into the home of the borrower to take a Mashkin, and the Gemara states, man, who we're referring to, Ilayim Balchayiv, if we're going to say that we're referring to a Balchayiv, and he can't go into the home of the borrower to take a Mashkin, may Reisha Shema Mina, we already taught this din in the Reisha, as the Reisha stated, therefore it must be that the Sefer is telling us that even a Shliach Bezin is not allowed to go into the home of the borrower in order to take a Mashkin, and that's what the Mishnah meant when it said that the Shliach Bezin cannot go into the home of the borrower to take a Mashkin. And the Gemara continues, that if you're going to try to bring a raya from our Mishnah to Shmuel, it's not a raya to Shmuel either. And as the Bach states, Chasur Mechsor V'Hachik Tani, that even if we don't learn like Shmuel, and we would learn that a Shliach Bezin has a right to go into the borrower's home to collect a mashkin, we could still understand the Mishnah, and we would have to add in a few words to the Mishnah. And the way we learn the Mishnah is Hamavas Chaver Le Mishkanenu El Bezin, that if Reuven lends money to Shimon, then Reuven is not allowed to go into Shimon's home in order to take a mashkin. And in the Chanami, the term mashkin in the Mishnah means to go into the borrower's home, Mechlal De Bezin Mashkin, and we would actually be medayik that a Shliach Bezin can go into the borrower's home in order to collect the mashkin, and that would be not like Shmuel. And then the Sefer the Mishnah would teach us, and even though a Shliach Bezin can grab a mashkin away from the borrower while he's in the marketplace, however, the Baal Chayv himself cannot even grab a mashkin away from the borrower in the marketplace. And this is based on Gzeirah Rabbanon, because maybe he'll go into the borrower's home in order to take his mashkin. And Ayin in the Baal and Taisis on the Amid, in order to push off a raya that would be a perfect raya to Shmuel, we add in words to our Mishnah in order to say that the Mishnah is not going like Shmuel. And Lemaisa, that's a very big deichik. And therefore, Taisa states, that first of all, you don't have to worry since we're not changing the Mishnah so much. Then Taisa states, the Gemara continues, Master Rabbi Yosef, asked a question on Shmuel from the Pasuk and Pashki Seitze that states, and the Mashmois is that they only can't take a grindstone from the borrower, but other items you could take as security. And as we stated, the Loshin Chavila is Mashma Mitecha Bayis, the Rechaim V'Rachav Begav Beis Shchichi. And the Pasuk also states, Lesachbol Beged Almana, Hoshal Achirim Tachbol. And it's Mashma, this Issa only applies to the Beged Almana, but regarding anyone else's Beged, you could go into their home and take their Beged. Rabbi Yosef now asks, man, and who are we referring to? If we're referring to the Baal Chayv, that he's going to go into the home and take the Beged Almana, or he's going to take some other mashkin from the home of the borrower, Haksiv, but the Pasuk states, the lender is not allowed to go into the home of the borrower to take a mashkin, El Lav Shliach Bezin, and therefore must be teaching us that a Shliach Bezin does have a right to go into the home of a borrower to take a mashkin, and this would be against Shmuel. And the Gemara answers, Tegemar Papa Breed Rab Nachman Kamed Rab Yosef, and Ma'amri Lon, some say, Rab Papa Breed Rab Yosef, Kamed Rab Yosef, Lo'ilun Baal Chayv, V'lavu Lo B'shnei Lavim, that Ein Echanami, both of the Psukim, are actually telling us that Issa, B'negei the Baal Chayv, and even though there's a general Issa for a Baal Chayv to go into the home of the borrower and take a mashkin, however, the Torah is saying that there's an additional lav if you're going to take his Rechaim V'rachav, or if you're going to take any mashkin from an Almana. And the Gemara now continues with another attempt at a Raya against Shmuel. As Tashma, we learned in the Braisa, Mimashma Shinema B'chutz Tamoid, by the fact that the Pasuk already states in Pashuk Yisaitse that you have to stand outside any Yudea She'isha Shatanesha B'yaitzi, so we already know that the only way that you could get a mashkin is if the borrower brings out the mashkin to you. And therefore, the Braisa is El Matam Aleim Ish. So what does the Pasuk mean when it continues and states V'isha Shatanesha B'yaitzi Alecha Sa'ovet Achutza? And the Braisa tells us L'Rabbi Shliach Bezin, that this part of the Pasuk is coming to include that this din applies to a Shliach Bezin. And the Gemara is My Lav Shliach Bezin Kaleva. And it seems that the Pasuk is telling us that the Shliach Bezin has a din like the borrower. And although a Malva can't go into the home of the borrower in order to take a mashkin, but a Shliach Bezin can go into the home of the borrower to take a mashkin, and that would be against Shmuel. And as Rashi points out, that now we would understand the Pasuk very well, that even though the Pasuk states Bachutz Tamoid, and therefore certainly the Balabayas has to bring out the mashkin, but the Pasuk is continuing and teaching us the din but the gate of Shliach Bezin. And as Rashi states, V'hochi Kama, and this is the way to understand the Pasuk, V'ish to who Shliach Bezin, that the person who is referring to the Shliach Bezin, the Asha Atanesha Boy, and the Levi himself, Yoytzi Alechasa Ovid Achutza, that they will bring the mashkin out of the home and bring the mashkin to the lender. And once again, this is against the Shita of Shmuel, and we continue on Daf Kafir Gemara Beis, and the Gemara answers, Loi Shliach Bezin Kimalva, that what Bryson means to teach us is that the word Va'ish is coming to be Marba, that even a Shliach Bezin cannot go into the home of the borrower in order to take a mashkin. Lefi the Teretz of the Gemara and Lefi Shmuel, the way to understand the Pasuk is V'hochi Kama, V'chutz Tamoid Ata V'ish Hu Shliach Bezin, that not only does the lender have to stand outside and he can't go into the home of the borrower, but the Shliach Bezin also has to stand outside and he can't go into the home of the borrower, V'ashata Nusha Bo Yotzi Lecha, and the borrower will bring out the mashkin mashkin to the shliach bezin and to the borrower. And finally, the Gemara continues and brings another brisa. And from this brisa, the Gemara will actually prove against the shita of Shmuel. And because of that, the Gemara will say that the shita of Shmuel is based on the machlekes tanoim. As Toshma, we learned in the brisa that the pasuk in Pashim Mishpatim stated, "Im chovel tachbal salmos ruecha b'shliach bezin akasim bedaba." And the brisa tells us that this pasuk is referring to a shliach bezin that took a mashkin from a borrower. Ataim b'shliach bezin akasim bedaba or in al balchayiv. Do we say that the pasuk is referring to a shliach bezin, or are we talking about the lender taking a mashkin? And once again, keep in mind that the word chavul tachbal is mashma that he went into the home of the borrower, and therefore the brisa continues kishu oime when the pasuk in Kisetze states leisavil beso lavin avoytoi harei balchayiv amar. We already see that balchayiv is not allowed to go into the home of the borrower. Hamari mekayim chavul tachbal salmas ruecha. So how is it possible that the pasuk tells us in Pashim Mishpatim that you'll go into the home of the borrower to take the clothing of your friend as a mashkin? It must be b'shliach bezin akasim bedaba that the Torah is specifically teaching us that the shliach bezin is allowed to go into the home of the borrower in order to take a mashkin and in order to take security bal korchoi of the borrower. And of course, this brisa is clearly against Shmuel. And the Gemara states tanoi that in the chenami this din is machlekes tanoim. The Tanya, as we learned in the brisa, shliach bezin shibol mashkinoi, that if shliach bezin comes to take a mashkin lo yikonis lebeisel mashkinoi, that he's not allowed to go into the home or the borrower to take a mashkin. And he will stand outside, and the borrower will bring out the mashkin to the shliach bezin. Shenem, as the pasuk in Kisetze states, "Bachutz tamoid v'ish." This Tana takes the word v'ish and puts it together with the word "bachutz tamoid," and he teaches us that not only does the borrower have to stand outside, but the shliach bezin also has to stand outside. And of course, Shmuel is going like this Tana, and v'tanya idach. And we learned another brisa, "Bachoyv shebal mashkinoi leikonas lebeisel mashkinoi," that although a bachoyv that comes to take a mashkin cannot go into the home of the borrower to take a mashkin, however, if a shliach bezin comes to take a mashkin, he could go into the home of the borrower and take a mashkin. And of course, this tana actually puts the comma after the word bachutz tamoid, and it's also for the lender to go into the home of the borrower in order to take a mashkin. However, the pasuk continues, "Va'ish and the shliach bezin ve'ashat haneshabai," or the borrower himself, and bring out the mashkin to the lender. And of course, Shmuel argues on this tana, and this brisa continues to tell us other dinim b'negei mashkin. And number one, the brisa teaches us loy meshkenenu dvarim she'osim ben oichel nefesh, and you can't take a mashkin from a borrower that is a kli that you use for oichel nefesh. As Rashi points out, that we learned this from the pasuk that states loy achbo rechayim v'rechav ki nefesh hu chayvel. And the brisa continues with the second din v'noisim mito umito umatzel osher, and when bezdin goes to sell property of a borrower in order to pay off a lender, they have to make sure that he's left with a bed as well as another bed as well as a good mattress if he's a wealthy person, and mito mapitz la'ani, and two beds as well as a mat reed if he's an ani. And Ayin Nagar Sagra, who brings down a machlekes rishonim as to how to learn this line of the Gemara, and we just explained the Gemara like the Rush, that the Gemara is talking about b'shas kviya, and when bezin is going to sell the items of the borrower in order to pay off the loan of the lender. But in a chinami, if a lender wants, he could take a mashkin of all these items as long as he gives it back to the borrower at the time that he's going to sleep or during the daytime, depending if it's a kli yom or a kli laila. And lefi zeh, this din of the brisa is similar to the din of the tanakama that we mentioned when we learned the Mishnah, that even when bezdin goes and sells a mashkin, they only sell a mashkin which is something that a borrower doesn't need. However, those items that are needed by a borrower, bezdin would never sell and would never fully take away from a borrower. Rashi explains, la'osher shehogel b'matzois, since it's ruggled for him and he's used to using mattresses, u'mapis l'oni, l'fi mashehogel, based on what he's used to. And Rashi says that how do we notice din, the gabe erchen ksiv, v'mochum ekcha, that if a person says erki alai, and we know that the Torah sets a specific amount of money that is an objective amount and not a subjective amount, and if this person is too poor to pay his pledge, then the Torah tells us, hechiyo me'ekcha, that prior to the gizbo collecting on his pledge, he has to make sure that the person that pledged the money is actually going to have enough money to sustain himself and to live. And as Rashi states, gizba bol mashkinoi kishein yodim haseges v'hu nidon b'hasoges yad, d'chsiv v'amid l'fnei akoyin v'herach isa akoyin, m'shayel lo k'dei chayev, and he has to leave him enough to survive, v'noit l'ashav v'yotzi yedei hegdish, and then he'll take whatever remains, and that way the pledger is already yotzi his chayev, v'afilu hesher l'achashamdu v'not l'mashu b'yodoi, and even if he becomes wealthy at a later point, he doesn't have to play off that pledge, u'minon namigam Minul Abachay Shemisharin Le Kedei Chayev, and we also learn Benegayed Din of a Barer that we leave him Kedei Chayev Kedei Amal Kamon, and we learn Gzeir Shava of Micha Micha from Erchin, and therefore the Brisa continues that since we learned this Din from the Din of Erchin, so then we understand that the Pasuk tells us Hachiyo Veloy Hutal Alamavol Hachiyasus Bnei Beisai, and therefore we learn that there is only a requirement to make sure that the borrower could be sustained and could live. However, there is no chiyuv on the lender to make sure that his children or bnei beisai can live. And therefore, Agamar continues loy that this din only applies to the borrower himself. And there is no chiyuv to make sure that his wife or his children have beds or have mattresses. And finally, the Braisa tells us that just like with misada to make sure that the bal chayiv has what he needs, so the same din applies b'negeya erchin. And immediately the Gemara focuses on the last point of the Braisa, and the Gemara is klape lai, and as Rashi Masechtas Bracha states, klape hechna davenoita, towards where is this thing turning? And the Gemara is really asking that how could you say k'derech shemisadrin b'bal chayiv, kach misadrin b'erchin, if l'chir is pung fakert, that ikasida b'erchin ksiv, as we just explained from Rashi, that the way that we actually learned this din is from erchin, and therefore the Braisa should have actually stated k'derech shemisadrin b'erchin, kach misadrin b'bal chayiv. And the Gemara states, inachadami alaima k'derech shemisadrin b'erchin, kach misadrin b'bal chayiv. Rashi explains the lashon of misadrin is shaman laniach leitzarchi chayiv, that we evaluate and we appraise what he needs in order to sustain his life, and lashon v'herech isai, and this comes from the lashon v'herech isai, which means to evaluate. However, lishnachrina, Rashi brings down a second lashon, shemisadrin, lashon sarid, that it comes from a lashon of remnants and the things that you have to leave for a borrower or for someone that promises to give a pledge. And it's interesting that the Shita Mekubetzes and Mesechtes Ksubis on Daf Tezayin states that every time that we have the gersa of klape lai, the Aruch is actually gers klape alya, or pirish dvar muhachamim, that we see something which is a thing that's the opposite, and it's punkvaket, kemoisha alya muhupekas minarosh, and just like the tail of an animal is on the opposite side of the head of the animal, kemahalach beseda roisha lufnim, vahamahupach hoilach vegabel lufnim, ayin sham. And the Gemara now continues and explains the Braisa. Amamah, we just stated, noisimito umito umatzal osher, mito umito mapitz l'ani. And the Braisa clearly states that you give two beds to an osher and to an ani. And the Gemara asked, Laman, who are you giving the second bed for? If you're saying the second bed will be used for his wife or for his children, but that can't be because Amrid loy avaloy l'ishto l'banav l'b'nesav, that there is no requirement to take into account his wife or his children, ella idi v'idi l'day, and therefore it must be that both beds are left for the usher or for the ani and for the borrower himself, and therefore tati lamli, why would he need two beds? And the Gemara answers, chadu l'achallah, that one bed is left for him in order to eat on, and as we know, the derech was that they used to eat on couches, the chadu d'zagallah, and one is for him to sleep on. The Gemara is still bothered, d'alachir, why would we have to give him two beds? Let him use one bed, and let him use that bed to sleep on, as well as to eat on. And the Gemara states, Kiddush Shmuel, and this is based on the Din of Shmuel, and the Amma Shmuel, and Shmuel, who was a doctor, stated, Kol midli yadana asusayu lebar mahanitlas, that I know the way to heal every single type of ailment, except for these three things, man da ochla hina murira, someone that ate a bit of date, aliba rekona, while he was hungry and on an empty stomach, uman da osa misna the kistna retiva achate, and someone that gets sick by tying a moist piece of flax around his thigh, uman da ochla mahama voli maski abogamidi, and someone that eats bread and before going to sleep doesn't walk for amis. Rashi says, Hilkach, and therefore, Yabin le mitashnia, we give this ani or usher a second bed, umashiva berichuk abba amis mimaka mechilasa, and he would place that bed 4 amis away from the bed that he would sit on in order to eat, val kocha yagal amid velechas bemishka veleyishin al mitashachal, and therefore, kochoi, he will get used to walking to the bed in order to sleep, and he won't sleep on the same bed they just ate on and get sick, and therefore, we see that his mamish kedei chayav, as this is something that will cause a terrible illness, and even Shmuel said that he doesn't know how to heal this sickness, and that's something that he could die from. And the Gemara continues, Tani Tana Kamed Rav Nachman, Kederech Shemisadrin Be'erchin, Kach Misadrin Balchoiv. There was a Talmud that said over the following Braisa to Rav Nachman, Kederech Shemisadrin Be'erchin, Kach Misadrin Balchoiv. And Amalei, so Rav Nachman said to this Talmud, Hashta Zevunim is Veninilei, that Lachir, how could the Braisa state that Bezdin cannot go and take these items, and you have to be Misadrin Balchoiv, if we know that Bezdin could even sell a mashkin in order to pay off the chayiv to the lender, and therefore how can we say that Sidur Misadrinale that will actually go and leave items by the borrower and we won't be able to go and sell them? And Rashi says that this question is based on the Mishnah that stated that after 30 days, Bezdin could sell any item of the borrower and any type of mashkin, and it's mashma that Bezdin could even sell those items that are needed by the borrower. The Gemara continues and asks on Reb Nachman, how could Reb Nachman say that we could go and sell any item to the borrower? But we learned in the Mishnah that you have to return a pillow at night and you have to return a machresha during the daytime, and therefore Bezdin cannot sell those items. And the Gemara explains that this Talmud actually stated this brisa, and he said it is actually based on the words of Rav Shimon Gamliel. Certainly Rav Shimon Gamliel argues that in Tanna Kamma va Mishnah, and Rav Shimon Gamliel actually holds that Bezdin could sell any item of the borrower once it's already past 30 days, and v'hochi kamalei, and therefore Rav Nachman asked this Talmud, hashla Rav Shimon Gamliel zvuni mizavanin lei, sadur misadrin lei, that if you're going to go according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that after 30 days, you could sell any of the items of the borrower, and therefore how can you say that you have to be misadur him, and you have to leave him kedei chayav, the Tanad, as we learned in our Mishnah, Rav Shimon Gamliel oima, afla atzme inu machse el ad shloshim yoyim, mikam ve'iluch meichrim bezin, but after 30 days, you don't have to leave anything for the borrower, and you could sell all of his possessions in order to pay off his debt. And the Gemara continues and asks on the question of Rav Nachman, that who said Rav Shimon Gamliel stated that Bezin could sell these items after 30 days? He meant that they could sell legamri. Maybe where Rav Shimon Gamliel meant to say in the Mishnah is ad shloshim yoyim, that until 30 days, the lender is required to return the actual collateral to the borrower, and even if that collateral is something that the borrower could get a cheaper version of. However, mikan ve'iluch mahadli l'maydeh chazli u'mazbinin l'maydeh chazli, once it's already 30 days, then Bezdin will actually go and sell any of these items of the borrower. And for example, if the bed that they took as a mashkin is worth $1,000 and you could buy a bed for $250, so Bezdin will sell the bed for $1,000 and then they'll give the borrower $250 in order to buy a less expensive bed, and the lender will receive $750 in order to pay off part of his loan. And therefore the Gemara asks that how could Rav Nachman ask the Talmud hashta zvuni mezvinle sedur misadrinle as ein chanami, even though you'll be able to sell the item, but you still take into account the kedei chayav of the borrower? And the Gemara responds that Rav Nachman actually was asking a very good question based on the shita Rav Shimon Gamliel, as the Gemara explains isal kedaitach isli Rav Shimon Gamliel hai svara, as Rav Nachman said that if you're going to say to Rav Shimon Gamliel hold that you could be misadrin for the bal chayiv even after 30 days lekamid lechazalei, that Rav Shimon Gamliel would hold that there is nothing that is not chazi for the bal chayiv. And as Rashi explains me'akashahogoboy, that after the bal chayiv already got used to using this type of a bed or this type of a quilt, then you can't sell this bed or this quilt at any point, and even after 30 days, and the din of misadrin would require Bezdin to actually leave the bal chayiv a very good quality quilt or a good quality baged, and even though it would be possible for them to sell this item and buy a cheaper one for the borrower, and in this way be able to pay off the lender, but that would not be the din. And as Rashi says, the shemanale, because we know Rav Shimon Gamliel holds kol yisrael b'nei malachim heim, that all of klal yisrael is considered like princes, and therefore we have to treat them properly. And if the din is misadrin loy, then we have to leave him kedei chayav of what he's used to. And therefore, Rav Nachman asks, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, that hashta zvunim zivin loy, sedur misadrin loy, that how would it be that Rav Shimon Gamliel would say this sedur misadrin loy? As if so, how could Bezin go and sell any of these items after 30 days? As l'chir, we have to leave the borrower kedei chayav. And the Gemara continues that where do we see that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that all of Klal Yisrael is considered b'nei melachim? As the Amar Baya, Rav Shimon Gamliel, v'Rav Shimon, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Kulu Svulu, Kol Yisrael b'nei melachim, Rav Shimon Gamliel, as well as Rav Shimon Baichai, and Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, all hold of this idea that Kol Yisrael b'nei melachim, Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Tanan, and we see this din of Rav Shimon Gamliel in the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos, and the Tanna Kamma states, Lo Yis Haluf, Lo Yis Achardol, that a luf that Rashi explains is some sort of a bean that can't be eaten by humans or by behemoths without cooking it, and therefore it's considered muksa on Shabbos, and the Rambam explains that it's a type of onion, and similarly mustard seeds are considered muksa on Shabbos according to Tanna Kamma. However, Rav Shimon Gamliel matu b'luf ben pleishu Michael Arvim, and Rav Shimon Gamliel argues on the Tanna Kamma, and he holds that luf is not considered muksa because although most animals cannot eat luf, but it is possible to feed luf to Arvin, and as Rashi explains, v'yisrael b'nei melachim, and Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that Yisraelim are considered like princes, v'yeshlam l'gadol Arvin l'noyel l'sreik, and we know that princes used to raise ravens because of their beauty and in order to use them for specific games. And Rashi pointed out that although it is not standard for a regular person person to use on Shabbos. And as Rashi stated, she'inim ruim hayoyim loy zel vashel v'loy zel l'troin, luf is min kitnis ve'inim ruim l'maychel k'shu chai v'afil lo'ifais. However, since it's roi for Irvin and Yisrael are considered b'nei melachim, therefore Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that luf is not considered muksa on Shabbos. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Shimon, where do we see that Rabbi Shimon holds that Yisrael are considered b'nei melachim? The Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos, b'nei melachim sochen shem and vered al gavim makaseim b'Shabbos shekin dakin los of b'chol. The Tanan Kama hold that although a regular person cannot smear rose oil on their body on Shabbos, as that would be an issa of shchikas hamonim and of refu on Shabbos. However, princes can do so, as it's normal for them to do so even when they're not sick and even during the weekday. And as Rashi says, Shekin Darkon Lasa Bechor B'loy Shemaka Hilka Ki Ika Maka Nami Loy Mucha Milsa L'Rufu Avid. And when the Rabbanim made Xerah of Mishum Shchika Sarmonim, that was only on something that was specifically used as medicinal purposes. But since it's not only used for medicinal purposes for princes, therefore they could use it on Shabbos. And the Mishnah continues, Rab Shimon Aymer, Rab Shimon argues in Tanakama, and he says, Kol Yisrael B'nei Melachim Heim, and therefore all of Kol Yisrael can smear rose oil on a Maka on Shabbos, and the Issa Rufu Shabbos, Meshum Shchikas Hamonim would not apply. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, and where do we see that Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva hold that Bnei Yisrael are considered Bnei Melachim? The Tanya is, we went to the Brisa, Harei Shoyin Nation by Elav Zuz, V'lovish Itzla Bas Meir Mana, Mavshit Noisim Mena, that if a borrower owes a lender $1,000, and the borrower is walking in the street and wearing a beged that's worth $10,000, so the Tanakam of the Brisa states that you let it go and take off that beged from the borrower, U'mabish Noisim Itzla Ruyaloi, and you go and give him a beggar that's royal for him, and this way you'll be able to pay off the lender. B'tanam Meshum Rabbi Shmuel, B'tanam Meshum Rabbi Kiva. However, we learned to the Brisa in the name of Rabbi Shmuel and the name of Rabbi Kiva, Kol Yisrael Ru'uyin Lo'isa Itzla, that since every person in Klal Yisrael is considered B'lei Melachim, therefore they don't allow you to sell that beged that belongs to the borrower. And we see that all of these Tanayim hold that B'nei Yisrael are considered B'nei Melachim. And the Ridvar Masechta Shabbos points out that when a Gemara states a Lashon of Kul Svirlu, Les Hilchos HaKachab Minayu, that the Halacha doesn't follow any of these Tanayim, Aval Kol Heichad Amrinan Amru Dava Echad, Hi Halacha. However, when the Gemara states a Lashon of Amru Dava Echad, that these Tanayim state one idea, then that is actually the Halacha. Batamu Mepnei, the Kol Heichad Amar Kul Svirlu, Chad Loi Moidu L'Chavri, that each one is not necessarily Moidu to their friend. The Efshir of Shimon, the Amar Hacha, Kol Yisrael B'nei Melachim, Loi Moidu Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva, L'Gabi Itzlis, then they're actually all agreeing to each other, and it's based on the same svara. And the Gemara continues, and according to what we thought originally when we asked the question of Nachman, that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel would also hold that you'd be able to sell any item of the borrower, and you'd be able to go and buy him a similar item that's of cheaper quality and give that to the borrower, and meanwhile pay off the lender for his chayiv. So the Gemara asks, so certainly this idea would make sense when selling off pillows and blankets that are more expensive, and you'll be able to buy the borrower something that's less expensive, and therefore any remaining money will be able to be given to the lender in order to pay off some of the chayiv or all of the chayiv. However, the Mishnah speaks about the case of Machresha as well, and Rav Shimon Gamliel in the Mishnah stated that you'll let us sell the Machresha after 30 days, and L'chira, how would you ever find a cheaper Machresha, and how would you be able to pay off some of the money to the lender if you're going to have to buy another machresha for the borrower? And the Gemara explains, Amar Rav bar Rabba machresha de kasba, that we're talking about a case where the borrower actually owned a machresha that was made of silver. And the Gemara's havmina was that Rav Shimon Gamliel would hold that you would sell the machresha that's made of silver and buy him a cheaper machresha, and then you'll have some money to pay off the lender. And ultimately the Gemara states that Rav Shimon Gamliel would hold that Kol Yisrael b'nei melachim, and therefore you wouldn't sell off a silver Machresha. And as we explained beforehand, Rashi and other Rishonim hold that a Machresha is referring to a plow. However, Taisa says that you don't find plows that are made of silver, and therefore Taisa says that we're referring to some sort of an implement that was used in a bathhouse in order to scratch people's backs and in order to clean people while they were in bathhouses. And certainly there were some made out of silver, and that's what we're referring to. The Aruch brings down that this was some sort of a fork-like instrument, and it was some sort of a back scratcher. And the Gemara continues, Maskevlo Rab Chaga V'lei Malei Lavalai Karamas. The Rab Chaga asks that even though we know B'negei Tzedakah, that if there's an Ani Batoivim, that you have to make sure to give him the things that he is used to, and even though certainly many people live without that item, that is still considered a proper way to do tzedakah. But over here, we're talking about a lender that lent his money to a borrower, and l'chaira, he should be able to collect his money, and he shouldn't have to take care of this person's needs, even though a yid is considered b'nei melachim. And why can't a lender say to a borrower, the lav alai the diramis, then why is this my responsibility? And Amalei Abaye, and Abaye responded, and we continue on daf kuf yudalim and aleph, ivra, that is true, alei karami, that this is actually the responsibility of the lender, and he has to give him kidei chayav, and since he's considered b'nei melachim, therefore he could keep even a very expensive item. And mishum shenema, and as the pasuk states in Pashkei Tzeitzei, hashe tashav lo yasa ovid kivoy ha-shemesh, v'shachar b'sal masa v'erichacha, ulechot hi tzedakah l'fnei Hashem alakecha. And as Rashi states, alei rami shehi lo tzedakah, shakosav hitalav lasal hitalav tzedakah l'hal chafonav, that the Torah said that this is part of giving someone tzedakah. And as we already saw on daf lamed zayim and aleph, that the Gemara stated that b'chayv is kreina mashkin, and we notice from the pasuk of l'chot tzedakah, and I'm ain't a kreina tzedakah minayin, and I am in bottom tesis on daf kuf yigimol and beiz, where Tesis points out that Rabbi Chaga's question is not on our Mishnah, that why do we return the car? Then Cain, Lama Hinton at Khan, then why do we wait until this point to ask this question? But oy, the Matzar Tam al Mitzvah Zamokim, that Lamaisa, this is a mitzvah in the Torah, and why would we need a reason for the mitzvah in the Torah? But oy, Vichli Yoda, the civil Chotti Yitzdaka, did the Gemara not know that the Pasuk states of Chotti Yitzdaka, Alakach Yoda, Vafil Hochim actually, then Cain, Mamma Taritzloi, and therefore, what is the Gemara's Taritz? And therefore, Tesis says that Rabbi Chaga's question is based on Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel that we just saw, that they stated Kol Yisrael b'nei Melachimim the Kul Ruin Lo Is Itzla V'Amai, and therefore the Gemara is asking that why is that Kiva in Leivsha El Lechavim V'Noi Ba'Alma, that since he really doesn't need such an expensive beged and he's only using this for his own covered and for beauty, Lo Miyesh Lo Leima Shekolze Hital Kasev Al Malva, then who said the Torah actually requires the Malva to give this to him Kiva Shlepir Shekasev Hedya V'Lo Yishayach Lo Yisrael Me'al Acher, and why is this more of his responsibility than someone else? Kiven sagile belapachi or mishani gam beistla shayech lomba lechot yisdaka v'hitlov akosev shloimnei menu anoy v'akov v'atayneg shehugu boy adato ayin sham. And we will stop over here.